Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery, talking trade, thanks to Citrix, online meetings made easy. Visit gotomeeting.com.au.
And Roger Montgomery joins me in the studio. Now, Roger, between me being away, you being away, it feels like so long.
Well, you were away, and then I was unwell, and then I was in Perth, and here I am.
It's a good thing to see you back in the studio with me now.
It's lovely to be back.
Now, I've got to ask you a few bits and pieces.
Sure.
Stock market has had an absolute Barry Crocker.
Caning today.
Today and yesterday.
Yes.
Right, so it's been hammered down by around about almost 2% today, by around about 1.5% yesterday, 3.5% coming off the market in 2 days. Of course, it's got a lot to do with the European debt crisis in Italy, but it certainly must have something to do with some concerns about the carbon tax.
Yeah, look, there's a couple of things that investors need to know. One is, the first thing I want to say is this, and listen carefully, this too will pass.
That's right.
Right? So this isn't going to last forever, but investors often get themselves into trouble when they believe the current circumstances are permanent, and they never are. Having said that, there hasn't been for some time a lot of value, and value's only just in the last few weeks started to emerge. And so it's really important that you start selecting the good companies. What are the A1 businesses? And maybe we'll come back next week and we'll talk about some A1 companies. They're certainly not the emitters based on the carbon tax situation. And what we're going to, what we'll do is we'll say, okay, well, these are the sorts of companies during reporting season that we should be focusing on because these are the real blue chips.
Okay.
The way I think, is I think, what's this business going to be doing in 5 years' time? I don't worry about Greece. I'm not worried about Portugal or Italy or any of those things. I ask myself, what's this business going to be like in 5 years' time?
Should you be defensive if you believe there is a risk of a second global financial crisis?
I think the answer to that is yes, but the only defensive investment in such circumstances is cash. This idea that, you know, that Woolies is a defensive investment.
So you've got a dichotomy here, don't you? You could actually put your money in the bank and get 6% in cash, or you could put your money in and try and plant some seeds in some of these companies that are showing good value. But the point is, you might have to wear some pain if you buy even some of those very good companies.
The only defensive investment is a brilliant company. And if you can't find a brilliant company that's cheap, the only other place to be is in the bank.
And yet you find that the likes of Peabody, Mattel, Arcelor are out today buying MacArthur Coal.
Sure.
Let's have a chat to Ian from Glenhaven now. G'day, Ian. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks, Ross. Good, thanks. Yeah, what I wanted to say is, and I'm surprised that the fellow from the Coal Industry Association didn't say this, but MacArthur Coal in the world is somewhat unique. I don't know if you realise it. They've got a coal there they call PCI coal, which is injected into blast furnaces after grinding it. Mm-hmm. It's got very low volatile content. I'm just noticing on their website here, they just increased their reserves by a massive amount, by 38%, up to 2.5 billion tonnes.
And Ian, this is the interesting thing. Rio Tinto have got you know, similar high-grade coal, but MacArthur Coal certainly has got one of the highest-grade coals in the world, and this is the reason why it's been sought after so much. Well, and why, of course, Ralph Hillman says, well, hang on, you stop creating this coal in Australia, in Queensland in particular, that actually creates less emissions than other forms of coal around the world, and you don't have this coal going around the world, but you have other coal replacing that production, well, you're going to have more emissions potentially and not less, and that is the stupidity of the way in which the whole system's been created.
Mm. Well, that's right, and like I say, I think this particular coal itself is a very poor example for anyone to point out, particularly in Julia Gillard's case, because it's sort of, I'd say this would be carbon tax proof.
Now, it's interesting. Ian from Glenhaven there. Roger, one issue. Value is seen in that company, up 37% today when the whole market was actually going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, that doesn't mean, look, what another company can pay and what a private investor can pay as a passive investor are two very different things, because when a company takes over another one, it can extract synergies, it can merge businesses, it can get rid of stuff. We can't do that as private investors. We can try and anticipate which companies are going to be taken over, but then you're heading away from investing and towards speculation and gambling. And I don't really like doing that.
Okay, let's go to John from Northcote now. G'day, John. How are you doing?
Yeah, g'day. Roger's oftentimes referred to intrinsic value of companies.
Yes.
And he's referred to the fact that he actually has a method of calculating that. And he's also mentioned that a couple of other reputable methods for doing that.
Yes.
At the moment, there's a lot of volatility in the stock market. There always is, oftentimes. My feeling is, at the moment, the stock brokers, when you have an account with a broker, you get highs, lows, last close, etc., change for the day, percentage change, last sale, etc., price. I believe by legislation, we should actually have it legislated that the intrinsic value of a company be posted as one of the fields on the stock market screens thereby stopping a lot of the volatility, and that intrinsic value should be calculated at an average of the three best worldwide accepted intrinsic value calculation methods.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Let's legislate to get my intrinsic values up there for every single company whenever they're mentioned anywhere in the world.
Yeah, Roger, you wouldn't make a bomb out of that either if you've been selling all of those intrinsic values. But it's not a bad point, though, John. And I know, say, for example, when we were doing Shares Magazine in the UK, we used to have those types of measures that we used to put in the magazine every week to try and give people some view of it.
Well, Ross, I cannot work out how anyone can invest in the market without some anchor or some lighthouse in a tempestuous sea that we've got in the stock market, where stocks are going up and down all the time. If you know what something is actually intrinsically worth, then you can see that volatility for what it is. But without it, it's the blind leading the blind.
The other one we tried to use a lot to give people a bit of guide, which goes part of the way but not all of the way towards intrinsic value, is a PEG value, a price equity growth value. In other words, looking into the future and looking at the price compared with prospective growth of that company's profits
I tell you, a lot of people use it. It's quite popular.
Yes.
The reason I don't like it is because it's still based on the PE ratio, which ultimately is based on price.
Yes.
And that's available. That's what we're trying to get away from price. We want to calculate a value that's completely independent of price, that doesn't use price as an input.
Which is where you get back to future value and future cash flow type
exactly.
type growth, isn't it?
Which is what I do.
It's excellent. All right, we're going to take another break here. Plenty of calls on the board, 131873. You want to talk to Roger and I about the market, where it's at? Whether there's anything decent to buy out there, give us a call, 131873, our number.
This is Money News with Ross Greenwood on 2GB. Thanks to Commander, connecting businesses with voice, data, systems and support.
Welcome back to Money News with Roger Montgomery from rogermontgomery.com. And, of course, the stock market today down by 83 points. Second day, it's had a big fall in a row as a result of the European worries. Plus, of course, some of those carbon-intensive companies have certainly come in for some punishment as well. Robin has given us a call, and he is there. Thank you very much for the call, Robin. You're talking to Roger.
Yes, Roger. How are you, mate?
I'm well, thanks, Robin. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I've been listening to Ross for the last 3 years.
Yep.
And I think I haven't missed this even one show.
Oh, well, you're very kind, Robin. Keep listening, mate. It's always good to hear from you.
You are a god journalist, mate.
I don't know about that. Let's not go too far here.
How can we help, Robin?
Roger, my question is, you have any website which I can look at and see, like, which you suggest is, like, this stocks to buy and this not to buy?
Go to rogermontgomery.com.
Yes.
Okay, and then click on the tab that says blog. And there's a community of value investors there who are all helping each other out with intrinsic values of companies using the method that I talk about in my book.
Okay.
And there's been about 2 million people who've seen that site, so there's plenty of content.
And there's a few others out there as well, like the Motley Fool has now come to Australia.
Yeah,
a number of others. But I mean, again, you've got to be a little careful, Robin, because just be careful you don't get into somewhere it's all about, you know, sort of rumour and gossip and the next hot thing. You've got to be a little careful about that. And that's where it turns from true investing back into punting. And what we're trying to get people away from is punting on this program as
well.
Absolutely. Thanks for that call. Appreciate it very much. Keep listening. And Phil, who's given us a call. G'day, Phil. How are you doing?
Well, he was trying to get people away from punting. I'm on the wrong show.
Come on. Give us your idea. What do you want to have a crack at, Phil?
No, I was looking up Integra Gold.
Now, Integra Gold, do you know much about Integra Gold?
No, there's a gold stock we like, but it's not Integra. It's a different one.
Go on, which one do you like, Roger?
We like a little company called Silver Lake Resources.
And why do you like that?
Well,
is it actually producing gold?
Very high quality, and its intrinsic value, very stable, and its intrinsic value is rising at an amazing clip over the next couple of years.
There you go. There's not too many good gold miners in Australia that are Australian-owned, it's fair to say.
I should say, go and do your own research and talk to a professional personal advisor.
Do that as well. There you go, Phil. So maybe that's the one that they're looking for instead of maybe have a look at Integra, have a look at the balance sheet. But it might be one that we'll do a little bit of work on over the next 12 months.
Next
12 months. Over the next week for you, Phil, as well. Thanks for that call. Appreciate it very much. One very quick one. Richard in Roseville. G'day, Richard.
Hi, mate. How are you?
Oh, I've got about 10 seconds, 15 seconds for you.
Okay, sorry. Surely the offer made by Peabody there is simply a matter of them getting a damn good bargain given the talked down coal market in the country for the last 6 months.
That's one view.
There is no doubt about that, Richard. There is no doubt about that whatsoever. They are not buying unless they think they get a bargain, especially given their overseas investors buying into a very high Australian dollar. Mm. So you've got to take that attitude as well. They could be right, they could be wrong. Roger Montgomery joins us every Tuesday night here, taking your calls about the stock market. And Roger, it's always great to have a chat with you.
Delighted to be back.
And that is the program for tonight. We have again left lots of calls on the board. I apologise to those people. We try to get through as many as we possibly can. Lots of emails and tweets as well. We'll see you same time tomorrow night. I'm Ross Greenwood, and this is Money News.